National Chad Service has issued a countrywide warning that Clark and Chad couldn't meet up to bro down this week because it's negative fuck you in Chicago. So please stay in your homes. Please don't go outside. Please, until the warning is over, which could be probably April. Anyway, our top story this week is monkeys. Warning, this contains monkeys.
I can't promise that you like me, 'cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Hey, don't make it weird, okay? That's a pro tip. You can make it better. You can make it last. You can make it memorable. But don't make it weird. You have all made it weird in your own time. You've told stories that have gone on too long. You've had an awkward fart. You've asked someone out on a date in the form of an uncomfortable poem that contained the word yearn sent via text message at 2 a.m. P.S. Let's just stop that, okay? In fact, no more long texts in general. You got something to say in less than a sentence, call. It's a thumb. It means more and your thumbs are sacred. Give them love. Making it weird is part of the human experience. Not so much for the rest of the kingdom, because animals don't give a fuck. I mean, penguins do dumb shit that can cause them to reevaluate their choices, but nothing nearly as weird as when you humans push the elevator button a second time when clearly someone has already pushed it. They're standing right there. You got a lot to offer this little blue badass floating aquarium, and your science may help keep it from becoming a slow cooker, which it kind of already is, but whatever, moving on. Do what you gotta do, humans, but don't make it weird. The future is here, people. Whether you want it or not, and why wouldn't you want it? It's got virtual reality games, you can deep fry a tequila shot, ask me how later, and you got snoochable strands of amazing weed allowed to develop in freedom. And pretty soon all three of those things are going to be available at Dave & Buster's. So yeah, the future is great, it's undeniable and it's fascinating. And yet, somehow, humans, you managed to make it weird. China. Officially the People's Republic of China. Population 1.39 billion people. Plenty of opportunities to make it weird. In fact, it is the most populous country, so it has the most opportunities on average to make shit weird. That's math. Has announced, videoed, and proved in January of 2019 that they have cloned 5 baby monkeys from a single donor. And it's not the first time. A year ago, in January of 2018, the Chinese Academy of Sciences in Shanghai announced that it has officially cloned 2 long-tailed macaques named Shangshang and Huahua from fetal cells grown in a petri dish. Take that in for a second. Chinese scientists, in 2018, grew 2 monkeys, and a year later, grew 5 more. Grew them. Like how we all have that one friend that has a little herb garden haunting their window in the kitchen. Imagine if that herb garden was growing monkeys. Actual fucking monkeys. Well, not actual fucking monkeys. These monkeys don't need to fuck because they were grown. Now, homemade monkeys may be the new hotness in China, but copying and pasting animals is nothing new. Back in 1996, those of us still triggered by the Macarena can recall Dolly, the Scottish sheep clone, who was the first adult mammal ever to be cloned, grown, and ready to roam. And then she had 4 other clones that came after her. The thing about Dolly was that she died very early on after she got out of the tube, and scientists figured clones age faster. Probably because that strange Benji Button Robin Williams movie Jack came out that year, and it was a lot. It was about a boy who had this rapid aging disease and turned into post-Disney Robin Williams, which was fine, but still, it got horny and then uncomfortable, successfully making it weird. And thankfully, kids today won't know about it, because I'm pretty sure it's only available on VHS, and those were all burned in the Great Purge. Dolly was just unlucky in the genetic lottery, and her four later clone siblings, clonelings we're calling them until it gets weird, lived until around 2017. So myth busted! Clonelings can live a long time. Which makes the ending of the Michael Keaton vehicle Multiplicity even happier, because that means that there's a pizza place somewhere in Miami that is still run by three 1989 Batman. Spoilers, sorry, but for real, that's an underrated little lemonade of a movie. Give it another watch. It's funny in that Andie MacDowell kind of way, because she's in it. Anyway. Since then, clone science has seeded the next level of genetic sciencing, coding, sequencing, and editing. So you see, you and me and everyone you know is born via a set of tiny construction crews. And anyone that ever built a Lego set knows you need a building plan. And lucky for us, nature gave it to us in the form of microscopic Twizzlers called DNA. Deoxyribonucleic acid, if you won't be a dick about it, okay? Those mini-whips have all of the codes our cells need to build a fully functioning you. And since Dolly, science has been reading these codes super closely. And then they discovered CRISPR, C-R-S-P-R, clustered regularly interspaced short palindromic repeats, which is as delicious as it sounds. And using these sequences, science can alter the codes in the DNA to correct and change those instructions so that the cells grow differently. Kind of like if someone took a Sharpie and changed the instructions so you don't have a complete mental collapse trying to build a Billy bookcase from IKEA. That's a real problem, people. If anyone you know is currently building an IKEA product, reach out and check in on them. Together we can make this world better. So anyway, CRISPR tech means we can actually alter the human instruction manual and operating system, and my gamer heads know what that means. Updates. Both the best and the bane of the gaming world, because yeah, the game works better, but it's going to take an hour and you didn't ask for it, so fuck you, go outside, my little asthmatic. Patience is a virtue. And China is now at the forefront of CRISPR tech, because they just cloned a bunch of monkeys. And then, like humans do, they made it weird. Seems these five monkey clones were grown from a single donor cell that was edited via CRISPR. Using that tech, Chinese scientists managed to turn off the BMAL1 gene, which regulates circadian rhythm, making that inoperative, leading to sleep deprivation, anxiety, and schizophrenia. Basically, these monkeys were grown with their internal clocks turned off, leading to a life of fidgety madness on purpose. The reason for this X-Men villain level of science is to see what can be done to treat this disorder in humans. So no need to find a sleep-deprived schizophrenic monkey in the wild anymore. We can grow them at home. And they did. Which begs the question, what the fuck is up with China and clones? They're the most populated city in the fucking world. You're good, China. Stop making it weird. But this wasn't the only Jurassic Park level chaos crazy science that would make Jeff Goldblum lose his shit that China has produced in the last year. Nay, a Shenzhen-based university just fired He Jinkui in January of 2019 for claims that he secretly created the first genetically edited human baby. According to the Health Commission investigation, He Jiankui deliberately evaded oversight and forged ethical review papers in order to search for volunteers, and then edited the genes of these twin girls in utero using CRISPR tech in an effort to create a human baby immune to HIV. The twins were born and are being monitored, but recently it was discovered there was a second woman who might be pregnant with an edited baby out there, as yet unidentified, and He Jiankui has not been seen since November, effectively vanishing from public eye, either because he was detained by Chinese authorities or because he fled the country and is now probably working in a pizza place in Miami with three Mr. Moms. P.S. legit would watch that movie. Humans, you do great things. You make things better, you make it last, and you make it memorable. But then you go and make it weird. Is it because you get too excited changing the world? Is it because you're bored? Is it because you just can't help it? Whatever the reasons, it's clear. You can make the world better, you can push boundaries too far, and then make it really fucking weird, and that's just something in your genes. I love you. Good night.
The Nice National Chat Service thanks you for listening to the previous episode that was recorded in the midst of negative 23 degree extreme temperatures. So far, all of the Jewels are closed, and we are rapidly running out of beer. So if you or anyone you know owns some kind of air device, like a drone or a jet would be cool, that you could drop beer at the coordinates, that'd be really great. If not, fuck, man, don't go outside. It sucks. Anyway, special thanks to the Barracudas for the kick-ass song promises. Thanks to Clark, who's somewhere out there, hopefully staying inside. And special thanks to you for listening. I hope that you're listening to it underneath 1,000 blankets, towels, and probably a puppy or something. And then there's cake later. Anyway, next week, hopefully, we will have seen the outside, and I can tell you what new crazy mutants are out there. That brings us to the end of our announcement. Thank you. Please rate and review. Also, drink tea. Hydrate. That's important.